Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Ricky Pearsall, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Roster Watch Mock Draft Show. I am Cody Carpentier, as always, and we're back here on a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday, July 31st. And baby, it's officially draft season. We're literally about 5 weeks away from the NFL season kicking off. Officially, we're in week two of training camp right now. And if you are tapped in, please click that like button. Please click subscribe. And just know, yesterday we went live. Trashman, Alex, and myself, we did a podcast. And tomorrow we'll be live again on Thursday. That is an annual thing. Every single week we're live multiple times a week over on the Roster Watch YouTube channel as well as on podcast. So make sure you're clicking like, click subscribe, and make sure you turn those bells on, those notifications, so you get notified when we do go live. And we talk all things NFL, training camp, fantasy football. There's some big news coming as far as shows that are scheduled, mock draft shows scheduled for the course of the next month. That information will be coming out shortly. But today, we're going to jump right back into it, doing some more mock drafting using the Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet from RosterWatch.com. You can go on over there today and you can get that. Three simple rules, like I said. Mark players off the chart as they are drafted. Select the highest remaining player. And if there's a tie, choose the player that you like. You can go get that Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet over at RosterWatch.com, as well as a bevy of tools from the Strength of Schedule tool for quarterback, running back, receiver, tight end, to the Bust and Monsters tools, to the prop tools. They are all over there right now. Now, time to jump into it. I'm going to share my screen quick if you are watching along on YouTube. If you are listening along on podcast, I will explain as many of these picks as I possibly can as we go through the draft. So on my one screen I got pulled up over here is the standard and half Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet. Oh, man, this thing is sexy. That's what this thing is right here. Can't go wrong with it. It's going to help you win all of your leagues. RosterWatch.com. All right, here we go. We're going to be drafting from the three hole today. Again, this is a half point PPR, one quarterback, two running back, two receiver, one tight end, six bench spots. Kicker and defense will be auto-drafted for us. We're going to go ahead and make sure we're going top ranked, and we're using our half point PPR and standard cheat sheet of a RosterWatch.com. Version 1.1 was just uploaded yesterday morning. working on 1.2 right now. If you were tapped into the podcast yesterday, you would know there's a few things to make this thing work, to make it oiled, to make it well greased. I just really want to get Malik Nabers and Devonta Smith. That's really what I want to do. All right. Let's start this thing off hot. First and foremost, first overall, Christian McCaffrey. Second overall, C.D. Lamb. We're picking third, and we get the option between Bijan Robinson and Tyreek Hill. It's hard to go off of Bijan Robinson. I love Bijan Robinson this year. We did hear some reports coming out of Atlanta camp over the course of the last 24 hours about the potential usage of Tyler Allgeier, of course, the third-year back that had a 1,000-yard rookie season. But we have also heard the expected usage comparable to Christian McCaffrey out of Bijan Robinson. Now, Tyreek Hill also expects himself and sets goals to go for over 2,000 yards receiving. So I don't think you can really go wrong with either one of these guys. But I'm going to go ahead and lean into Bijan here with the third overall pick. After Bijan goes off the board, let's see who we missed out on. Fourth overall was Breece Hall. Fourth of all was Tyreek Hill. Fifth was Breece Hall. Sixth was Ja'Marr Chase. Seventh, Justin Jefferson. Eighth, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Ninth, A.J. Brown. Tenth, Puka Nacua, a man that is getting just far too rich for me. 11th, we had Saquon Barkley. 12th, Garrett Wilson at the 201. Jonathan Taylor, Jahmyr Gibbs, Devonta Adams, Marvin Harrison Jr., 204. Kyren Williams at the 205, followed by Derrick Henry, Travis Etienne, Mike Evans, and Isaiah Pacheco. So we do indeed miss out on Mike Evans, who I believe would have been the top of the chart for us. But we are here at the 210. We're going to have a pick here again in six picks. And Chris Olave is at the top of the Ultimate Draft cheat sheet over at rosterwatch.com. Chris Olave is equal to Kyren Williams on the cheat sheet, and Kyren Williams is long gone. So Chris Olave is going to join the squad. After Chris Olave goes off the board, we see Brandon Ayuk, Michael Pittman, Josh Jacobs, Rashad White. And that gives us the 303, where we do get Jalen Waddle. At one point, I did have Waddle and Achan side by side on the Ultimate Draft cheat sheet. And I've since pivoted. Achan's up one spot. Of us are running back on the roster. So we're going to start out with Bijan Robinson, Chris Olave, and Devon Achan. Then we're going to come down to round four. We just see Kenneth Walker, David Montgomery, and Cooper Kupp go off the board. That's going to send us Alvin Kamara as our third running back. In round five, we're going to get Najee Harris. Round six is going to give us an option between Nick Chubb, CJ Stroud, Dalton Kincaid. And I'm going to go ahead and grab my tight end one. We're going to start this draft out with Bijan Robinson, Devon Achan, Chris Olave, Dalton Kincaid, Alvin Kamara, Najee Harris. We're going to draft Christian Kirk here in round eight. We're going to turn around and we're going to get the starting running back in Cincinnati and Chase Brown. We have an option. We get Xavier Worthy here in round nine, and then in round 10, Jalen Wright. So that's going to give us really, I don't love to get the handcuff there at the running back position. But that does give us our sixth running back there. So we're about good there. 10th round at the end of the 10th round. Jesus, I'm stumbling now. End of the 10th round, we had J.K. Dobbins go 10-12, Antonio Gibson 11-01, Malachi Corley 11-02. At the 11-03, we're going to see Brock Purdy be there available at the top of the cheat sheet. Let's see here. So we had Brock Purdy there. After Brock Purdy, we skipped the quarterback. We're going to go receiver to Jahan Dotson. Round 13, Tua Tagovailoa goes 13-01. Dallas Goedert goes 13-02. And the next best available player is not going to be a receiver. It's going to be a tight end. That's going to be Brock Bowers. And then in round 13, our final selection is going to end up being Jalen Polk. So that's going to give us our fifth receiver. We have seven running backs, two tight ends, or actually six running backs, two tight ends. So the team is going to be Brock Purdy, Bijan Robinson, Devon Achan, Chris Olave, Christian Kirk, Dalton Kincaid at tight end, Alvin Kamara, Najee Harris. On the bench, we're going to have Jalen Wright. We're going to have Xavier Worthy. We're going to have this is maybe the one I'm most excited for is Chase Brown. Look at that, Derek Brown's big mug on there. Chase Brown, maybe the starting running back in Cincinnati. I think I'm I'm getting to come around on him. The 8-10 price tag is definitely something I'm not the biggest fan of, but it's I had this conversation yesterday with Trashman and Alex about Zeke and where Zeke is going off right now in the 9th round vis-a-vis guys like Chase Brown, where I feel better about Chase Brown. Now, again, he does have Zach Moss in that backfield with him, who just got two-year, $8 million contract in Cincinnati and profiles generally as that goal line back that has the ability to rush for, you know, double-digit touchdowns. Jahan Dotson was our 12th round pick, followed by Brock Bowers and Jalen Polk. Going to auto-draft this thing, give us a kicker and a defense, and they're going to give us a 94 on this one. Look at that. 94 grade, Brock Purdy, Bijan Robinson, Devon Achant, Olave, Kirk, Kincaid, Kamara, Najee. Again, that's a half and standard mock draft. Let's go over and do a PPR draft really quickly. Alex has been grinding on this one, getting this thing just completely just dialed, just disgustingly dialed behind the scenes, the ultimate draft cheat sheet. Again, you're going to win your draft every single time. You can't afford to draft without it. Literally overspent Byron had just told me this. He goes, there's almost 1 million downloads. We're nearing 1 million. He thinks we're going to hit 1 million over the course of the next 3 weeks. 1 million all-time downloads of the Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet. Go over to rosterwatch.com today, and you can get that Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet. You can subscribe just for a month if that's all you can do. But I would sincerely tell you, you should probably subscribe for the whole year because the content does not slow down at rosterwatch.com. All right.
You want to win your fantasy draft?
No, I mean, like, really. Do you really, really, really want to win your fantasy draft? Because you can win your fantasy draft with the RosterWatch Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet, available at rosterwatch.com. It's the revolutionary cheat sheet to change fantasy football forever, and it's the only tool you'll need this draft season. You've heard RosterWatch live on SiriusXM Radio here on the podcasts from all the NFL training camps. Now, all you have to do is follow the three simple rules at the top of the sheet of paper using the RosterWatch cheat sheet. That's it. Three rules. An expert quality draft is guaranteed if you follow the three simple rules. Guys, it couldn't be easier. The RosterWatch Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet. You can't afford to draft without it. It's available now and only at rosterwatch.com.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy. And order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
PPR version 4.0 is up now at rosterwatch.com. So I'm going to go ahead and select PPR. We're going to draft from the 7-hole, randomize that. We're going to go 1 quarterback, 2 running backs. We're going to go 3 receivers, 1 tight end, 2 bench spot, or sorry, 2 flex spots, 6 bench spots. And of course, we're going to click the ADPs. We're going to go ahead and bring in PPR, Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet. Get this thing underway. All right. Here's our team. Number 1 overall, PPR, Christian McCaffrey. Number 2 overall, CeeDee Lamb, followed by Tyreek Hill, Breece Hall, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Ja'Marr Chase. According to the PPR Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet, Bijan Robinson and Justin Jefferson are the top 2 players available, and we're going to get another Bijan Robinson team. We just got done building a Bijan Robinson team. Why not build another? In round 2, we've seen Puka Nacua, Travis Etienne, Derrick Henry, Kyron Williams go off pretty similar to the half and standard mock that we just ran. Now at the 206, the best available player, the cheat sheet is telling us to take Marvin Harrison Jr. Pacheco's a few spots later. We're going to get that wide receiver 1 right here. So we're going to start out Bijan, Marvin Harrison. I love the feel of that one. Like, there's some drafts that you will begin with Saquon, Jonathan Taylor. You know, you get a Bijan, a Mike Evans. Bijan, Marvin Harrison is pretty disgusting in itself. Josh Jacobs falls to us here at the 307, right after Mike Evans goes to the board at the 306. In round 4, Lamar Jackson goes 403, DK Metcalf 404, and Alvin Kamara goes 5th overall in the 4th round. That's getting up there. Alvin Kamara is going to get a boost. Kendre Miller's been on the medical table for the course of the last, you know, what seems like now 2 years. Hasn't been able to take this job from Alvin Kamara, even though there's been reports from the great reporters down there in New Orleans, specifically Nick Underhill, that New Orleans really wants Kendre to take that job, but he hasn't been able to take it because he's been banged up. So round 4, we're going to get Jalen Waddle here, right ahead of Malik Nabers. In round 5, Kelvin Ridley goes, Mark Andrews, James Conner. So that's going to leave us with a David Montgomery at the 507. I don't think that's an option. It is an option between David Montgomery and Tank Dell. So we're split right now. We got Bijan, we got Jacobs, we got Harrison Jr., and we got Waddle. I think I'm going to go ahead and take David Montgomery. In round 6, we're going to get Zamir White. 7, we're going to get, do we get an option here, Najee? Or no, we don't. We get Najee. We're going to go ahead and take Austin Eckler. So we're filling up our running backs, and we're going to come right back around to the wide receiver position with Jameson Williams as our 3rd receiver. We'll get our quarterback in Joe Burrow. Get another running back in Ty Chandler. That'll fill up our running back room. And then we're going to go ahead and get the 1st receiver. And that's going to go ahead and be Dontavian Wicks. We'll get our tight end in Brock Bowers. And then where are we at here? So we got 2 spots left. We'll get Xavier Leggett because we already got a quarterback in Joe Burrow. And in the 15th round, we just saw Caleb Williams go off the board. We just saw Justin Herbert. We just saw Keaton Mitchell. We're going to get Brandon Cooks here with that final pick. So we're going to auto draft through the rest of this one to get the defense and the kicker. They're going to give us a 90 on this one. Joe Burrow, Bijan Robinson, Josh Jacobs, Marvin Harrison Jr., Jalen Waddle, Jameson Williams, Brock Bowers. Flex is David Montgomery, Zamir White. Bench, Najee Harris, Austin Eckler, Ty Chandler. Receivers, Dontavian Wicks, Xavier Leggett, Brandon Cooks. There you go. This one has 7 running backs. This one also has 6 receivers. Joe Burrow, Brock Bowers at tight end. They give us a 90, an A-. Pretty disgusting team from all the Fantasy Pros experts. We all got 90+, 90, 91, 93, 95, a loaded roster. Let's go back and run one more using the, let's see here. What should we do? Let's do a half. Let's do a standard draft here. We'll draft from the 11 spot.
Hey there, Roster Watch Nation. It's your Philly neighbor Trash Man, and Underdog Fantasy is the only place to get your NFL pick'em action. It couldn't be easier. Just look at Underdog's stat projections for NFL players and choose higher or lower. Do you think Tyreek Hill is going to smash this week? Take the higher. Do you hate Saquon Barkley's matchup? Take the lower. And if you don't know what to choose, here's the good news. Roster Watch is here for you in 2024. We have an all-new weekly Underdog Pick'em show for each slate of the season starting in week one. It's time for Roster Watch Nation to dominate in the Pick'em streets. Go to UnderdogFantasy.com and sign up using promo code ROSTER to claim your special pick plus first-time deposit offer of up to $250 in bonus cash. And remember, you have to use their promo code ROSTER.
We'll do one more draft, this time from the 11 spot. We'll run through this one pretty quick. Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet, RosterWatch.com. It's like having all of us, Alex, Trashman, myself, at the draft with you on the day of your draft. Instead, you just got this masterful cheat sheet that you can just click, 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 click. The draft will be completely dialed in for you. Like I said, standard and half PPR, standard and half Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet, PPR Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet, and the Superflex Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet over at RosterWatch.com. Just follow the three simple rules, and an expert quality draft is guaranteed every single time. Let's run through this one very quickly. Round one, we're going to be drafting from the 11 hole. The first 10 picks, McCaffrey, Lamb, Hill, Chase, Hall, Jefferson, Robinson, St. Brown, A.J. Brown. The reason I read those all off to you guys is because I know there's people listening, I know there's people watching, giving you an idea of how this ADP is going to unfold in your drafts this year. That's why I do this whole show, is just to get you guys the information on the ADPs, where everything's shaken out, and trying to help you understand exactly how your draft is going to go. We're a month out from the majority of people drafting. Most people don't draft until that last weekend of August, that August 30th, 31st, 1st, that weekend, going into September. But we're here, literally boots on the ground over the course of the next week. Can't miss Mitch. He's been at the Giants camp. He's going to be at New England. Byron's going out to the West Coast. I think he's leaving in the next 48 hours to go to the West Coast to hit a bunch of camps. Next week, I'm going to be at Washington. I'm going to be at Pittsburgh. Trashman's going to be heading up the middle gut of the United States of America to go to a bunch of Midwest camps, including the Bears and I believe the Colts. Then the following week, I'll be at Jacksonville and potentially Carolina. We are boots on the ground. That's why we're here early, giving you all the content that you need to help you win in your leagues. Win in your leagues. RosterWatch.com, the ultimate draft cheat sheet. PPR, half, standard, super flex, doesn't matter. We're here. You're there. You're winning your championships in 2024. All right, let's build this squad. 111, Jonathan Taylor. Come on down. At the 112, Garrett Wilson goes off the board, followed by his college teammate, Chris Olave. This is what I'm talking about. Getting absolutely sick with this standard and half ultimate draft cheat sheet. Jonathan Taylor at the 111. You get Saquon Barkley at the 202. Getting that start at the running back position, you almost can't dream of it. You almost can't think of it. It doesn't make sense. Both of these guys are top five overall talents at the running back position and when they're healthy in all of fantasy football. Round three, we see Jalen Waddle go, Nico Collins, Joe Mixon, Rashad White. 311, we're going to go ahead and get DK Metcalf. Then we're going to see James Cook off the board at 312, a little bit rich for me. 401 is going to be Mark Andrews. And at the 402, we're going to get a player that generally we don't get too much of. And his name is Sam Laporta from Detroit. Get him there in round four. In round five, the main man, Malik Nabers, is going to fall to us at the 511. Right after Devonta Smith goes at the 509, Jonathan Brooks goes at the 510. Malik Nabers here with an ADP of 47 falls to us at the 511 of this draft. So we're starting off perfectly symmetrical. Jonathan Taylor, Saquon Barkley, DK Metcalf, Malik Nabers, Sam Laporta. How hard can you get? I ask my friends. Never hard enough. Anthony Richardson falls to us at the 602 right after Lamar Jackson. And this team is now bona fide disgusting. Round 7, right after Kyle Pitts goes off the board, we get an option between Austin Ekeler and Terry McLaurin. We're going to go ahead and take that receiver in McLaurin because Austin Ekeler is going to come right back to us at the beginning of the 8th round. Those are all of our starters dialed in right now. Xavier Worthy falls to us at the 9-11. I really thought Chuba Hubbard was going to fall to us at the 10-02. That would have just absolutely knocked my socks off. Instead, we're going to go to Jameson Williams, the receiver out of Detroit. Pushing us, we have 4 picks left here to Ray Davis in round 11. We already got our quarterbacks. So we're going to skip on the Jordan Love train. We're going to go to Kamani Vidal in round 13. They're going to give us Audric Estime. And then we're going to finish it out with that last receiver in Jalen Polk because we get an option between Polk and Bucky Irving. This team... This is what gets me going. This is what in fantasy football gets me going because I know that they're not going to give this a good score. 89, that's fair. That's a respectable score. You know what? Pat Fitzmaurice, he knows. He gives me a 94 out of 100. But this team right here, friends and family of Roster Watch Nation, Anthony Richardson, Jonathan Taylor, Saquon Barkley, DK Metcalf, Malik Nabers, Sam Laporta, Terry McLaurin, Austin Ekeler, Xavier Worthy, Jameson Williams, Ray Davis, Kamani Vidal, Audric Estime, Jalen Polk, RosterWatch.com, the ultimate draft cheat sheet. I am Cody Carpentier. I appreciate you guys for tuning in, tapping in every single Wednesday for the mock draft show. We'll be back with many more mock drafts the rest of the month. Click that like button, click subscribe. I love you, and we'll see you tomorrow.